This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Albia with the opening possession on the jump ball, and Matt Baker takes it to the rim, up and good. Just underway here in our nightcap, the boys taking on Clark. This boy-girl doubleheader. Here's a turnover. That one goes out of bounds, and Albia will get the ball back. Two nothing Blue Demons just underway here. Tanner Wynn dribbles in the lane, dishes off to Kellogg. Kicked outside, Baker with it, or check that, Eugen with it. Here's a steal on an entry pass by Baker. In transition goes the Indians. To the basket, up and good. Dylan DeVinci with the basket. Here, Tanner Wynn right to the rack. I like to see that. Up and good. Tanner with that quick first step took it right to the basket. Jump shot on the way from the baseline. No good. Rebound taken away and controlled by Kellogg. Kellogg to Baker. Right wing it goes to Eugen. Albia trying to push the ball up the court. Here's a three on the way by Kellogg. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Tanner Kellogg leading the conference in scoring. Drains the three-point basket. Albia out in front 7-2. The Indians, they'll take a timeout. We'll do the same. You're listening to the Blue Demons and Lady D's on your sports leader, KIIC.
While most beavers hang around for far too long, the Green Beaver event from John Deere and Barker Implement is very short-lived.
That's right. As of January 31st, your chance to get great incentives and pricing on some of our top-selling products will be a thing of the past.
And you'll be left with just a sick feeling of missing big incentives on John Deere utility and compact utility tractors, hay tools, and John Deere turf products.
Visit ebarkers.com before the fever runs its course at Barker Implement. Powered by Green, driven by values.
After the timeout with the possession, and here is a reaching foul. Baker putting a little man defense on. Going to be called for the foul. Oh, that's great to have Coach Winger stop by. He was our between game guest. Such a outstanding person and coach. And, the Blue Demon wrestling team is ready for tournament time. Here comes the Indians. A jump shot from the baseline. Put up and good. Colin Morris with the basket. 7-4 Albia. Here's a pass. Kellogg up. No good. Rebound controlled by the Indians. They'll clear it off and they'll go the other way. The Blue Demons out in front here in our second game. The Lady D's lost the opener. The Blue Demons trying to get a split here tonight over Clark. Here's a pass on the inside. Shot from the elbow, up, no good. Rebound controlled by Kellogg. Off to Baker. Matt brings it down the heart of the lane. Picked up, kicks it off to Wynn. Wynn, head fake. Right to the basket. Up! Oh, halfway down, couldn't get it to fall. Another nice look. Tanner did a good job with the head fake. Sold the head fake. Defender came out to him, flashed out to him, and he went right by him. Just couldn't get the basket to fall. Here's a pass taken away by Eugen. Steals it, comes up with it, in transition, ahead, oh, and Zach kind of got caught up with his teammate. And that will be a turnover. Oh, they're going to call that a foul on Clark. All right, we'll take that. So Albia will get the ball after the foul. Wynn dribbles in. Dishes it off to Kellogg, up and good. Tanner Wynn stepped in the lane, got the defenders to commit. Kellogg raced down the left side, and Wynn found Kellogg open for an easy basket. Here's a shot, put up Kellogg with a clear out. Ahead to Baker. Albia in transition, has numbers. Baker right down the heart of the lane, puts a high floater up, no good. Rebound controlled by the Indians. Albia with a 9-4 lead here. Indians with a three-pointer on the way. A three-shot basket is good. Colin Morris with 5 points. And the lead now down to just two. 9-7 Albia. Eugen with it, far right side. Gets a crossover dribble, separation. Kicks it out to Wynn. Baker on the Far left wing. Manned up. And gets it off to Ugin. Good patience here on Albia. Tanner in the lane. Splits the defenders once again. Up and good. Come off the pick. And the lane opened up like the parting of the Red Sea. Tanner Wynn just put it in. Easy basket for him. He's got 4 points, and Albia with a four-point lead. The Indians with the basketball. Albia man defense. Near steal by Wynn on far right side. Tipped the ball away, but the Indians recovered it. Colin Morris recovered it. And when he did, Tanner's momentum led him into the into Morris. So that'll be a foul on Wynn, his first, team second. 11-7, Albia out in front here as we go under the 3.5-minute mark of this first quarter. Here's a high floater up off the glass, no good by the Indians. Rebound controlled by Tanner Kellogg. That's got to be his fifth rebound. Here's Ugin, kicks it to Wynn. Wynn, open for three. Oh, just missed. No good. Last touched and out of bounds. Albia's going to get another shot here. The Indians fighting for the rebound. Lost control of it, went out of bounds. Albia's got the ball back. Kellogg to inbounds. Tanner into Austin Luce. The senior looks inside, trying to find his teammate Kellogg, and just a little miscommunication there. As the ball fell into the hands of the Indians. Here comes Clark. Dead ball. Nearly stolen away by Wynn. Morris with it. Right corner it goes. Nothing to it. Entry pass inside. Evans with it. Up top, Morris. Three on the way. Up, no good. Rebound loose. Kellogg once again on the rebound. Here comes Zach Ugin. Off to Baker. Baker gets a pick. Baker down the left side. Up, floater no good. Rebound on the backside. Tanner Kellogg on the finish. Here comes Clark. They'll push it ahead. Lampy with it. Off to Morris. Morris picks up his dribble. Good defense out there by the Blue Demons. Man defense. Here's a dribble drive and a jump ball. Jared Jameson took the ball down the left side, put it on his hip, was going to put the shot up out. He reached his hand in. I'm not sure who got the hand on it, but pinned the ball against the leg of Jameson, and that caused the jump ball. Indians are going to get the ball back. On the alternating possession, it comes into Morris. Morris goes inside. Albia providing good defense. And here is 3 seconds in the lane. Brent Evans had took out the stakes for his 10 he was putting up in the lane and drill him in, and he would camp it. And that 3 second violation. Courtesy of Jack and Johnny Flattery and Jack and Johnny Flattery three-point shooting instructions. You can get your personal training by giving Jack and Johnny Flattery a call at 1-800-I-MISS. A little promo for you, Johnny. Here's a dribble drive by Mason Cox, and he is fouled on his way to the basket. Two shots to come. Takes his time. Floats one up. Oh, just a little strong. Gabe Graver will get some minutes here. Gabe checking in. Tough-nosed senior basketball player. And as good as Gabe is on the basketball court and the soccer field, even better person. And here is a shoe that comes off of Kellogg. So they'll call timeout. Cox made the second free throw. Albia now with a 14-7 lead. Largest lead of the night for the Blue Demons, 7. Kellogg takes his time, tying his shoe, gets a round of applause from the student section. That stays standing the entire contest. Got a great student cheering section every night out. And that's including on the road. Here comes the Indians, trailing by 7. Here's a shot, put up in. Tanner Kellogg climbed the staircase, went up and blocked it away. But we're going to have a foul on the floor.
Jack and Johnny Flattery doesn't get that high when he's on an 8-foot ladder. So high Kellogg went up to swat that one away, but the foul on the floor and the shot to come. First one on the free throw is good for Colin Morris. That's his sixth point. And a six-point lead now for Albion. 14-8, 1:44 to go here, first period. Second one on the way. It's up off the back of the iron. No good. Mason Cox with the rebound. Cox gets it off to Gravert. Left side, left corner goes Luke Sarver. Luke, head fakes by his defenders. Picks up his dribble, goes out to Eugen. Eugen gets a pick to the top of the circle. Kellogg, head fake, down the lane. Floater up, off the glass, good. 8-point Blue Demon lead, largest of the night. 1:19 to go. Albion in front, 16-8. Lampy, left side. Right side, check that to Morris. Cross court, three on the way. Up, no good. Davini with the three-point shot. Couldn't get the fall. Albion back with it. Eugen, dribble drive, kicks it out to Kellogg. Tanner, right side. Luke Sarver. Luke in the lane. Kicks it out. Good ball movement that time by the Blue Demons. Zach Eugen splits the defenders. Little floater above the rim. Drops it down. Good. 10-point Blue Demon lead. 18-8 under 35 seconds to go. Here's a shot put up in the lane. No good. Rebound loose. Eugen comes up with it. Zach to Gravert. Ahead. Kellogg up. Good. Gravert with the assist. Albion transition. A 12-point lead. Under 20 seconds to go here. First quarter. Left side. Lampy going baseline. Collins. Jumper on the baseline. Up good. Final 12 seconds of this first quarter. Albion with a 10-point lead here. Gravert with it. 6 seconds. Kellogg under four. Baseline. Goes baseline. Up off the glass. Can't get the fall with 1 second on the clock. Kellogg will go to the line with two shots to come. Kellogg got it on the far left wing. Gravert saw it was open, threw it to him. Got his defender to come out and commit. And then picked up the foul. Here's a free throw up by Kellogg. It's no good. Tanner already with 11 points here in this first quarter. Second one to come. Second one is no good. Rebound controlled by the Indians. Here's a full court toss up that falls short of the basket, and one quarter is in the books. A big quarter for the Blue Demons. They'll take a second quarter lead. 20-10, your score after one period of play. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
After one quarter, Albion with a 10-point lead, 20-10 as we open this the second quarter. Blue Demons will have the basketball. Austin Luce will inbounds. Good quarter of basketball here for Albion. Inbounds to Baker. Crossover. That'll set up the offense. Man defense applied by the end. It splits the defenders up off the glass and good. Got the defender to commit and break out the cover. Kellogg and Matt finished at the rim for the easy basket. Here's a dribble drive and we have a blocking foul. Austin Luce tried to find the baseline to step in front of the driving Devaney. Got there late and that'll be a blocking foul. That's Albion's third foul. They're going to say it was on the floor, so the basket or the shots won't come. 12-point Albia lead here, just underway, second quarter. Here's the inbounds pass. Lampy with it. Kicks it to the left side. The Indians facing that tough man defense by the Blue Demons, and we're having another. I'll tell you what. Evans forgot he had stakes put down, and he kept that tent right there once again. If charge him by the minute, we'd be making some money for this camping fees. Travel on the Indians. Here comes Albie back with the bat pick with a spin around, plays it up off the glass. Good. Here comes the Indians back the other way. 14-point Albie lead, 7 minutes to go. Evans with it, kicks out to Morris. Morris, three shot on the way, off the iron, no good. Rebound by Kellogg. Tanner has 11 points, and I'll bet he's approaching that on rebounds. Wynn in the lane, gets it out to Kellogg. On the block, waits for the defenders to come, gets the shot up, no good. Nearly got that one to fall. Jack and Johnny Flattery has him for 11 rebounds. Now that is a first when you can have a double-double in the first half. Tanner Kellogg with 11 points, 11 rebounds. Here's a shot up in the lane. Good. Nice little floater there for the Indians. Jared Jamison with the basket. Dozen point lead for the Blue Demons. They've doubled up the Indians 24-12, 6:14 to go. First half. Baker left side. Tanner Wynn gets a pick. Wynn right down the heart of the lane. Oh! Tanner trying to be a little unselfish. Too unselfish there. Had Austin loose cut into the basket. Tanner could have taken the layup. And, man, if you're going to be criticized for being unselfish, that's a worst thing someone can say about you. You're doing pretty darn good. Tanner Kellogg, Tanner Wynn, heck of a junior basketball player. He's a super smart kid. Man, you look down that court. We got some smart boys out there. Here comes the entry pass. Indians with the basketball. Albie with a 12-point lead. Evens with it. Left side it goes Morris. Morris tries to go inside. Tipped away by Austin Luce. Eugen comes up with it ahead. And Albie turns it over. Transition basketball. Morris up off the glass. Good. That's just the ball that got away from Matt Baker on that turnover. Baker will walk it up, set up the Albie offense. Albie with the 10-point lead here. Baker with a three on the way. Shot up off the iron, no good. Nice look there by Baker. Couldn't get it to fall. Indians will come back the other direction. Jared Jamison with it. Goes to the right side. Here's a baseline drive. Shot blocked from behind. I think Tanner Wynn got a piece of that one. In transition, Baker to the left corner, right corner, jumper on the way, no good. But you heard the whistle, you didn't see the foul, but I can tell you Matt Baker put the three ball up, and as he was releasing, the defender flashed out, ran into Matt. The shot wouldn't fall, but Matt's got three shots to come. Good transition basketball there by the Blue Demons. Baker at the line. First free throw on the way, off the iron, no good. That thing hit all aspects of the iron. Round and round it went, and off it went to the side. Remind me of John Flattery on the merry-go-round down at Jefferson School in the old days. Put him on the outside, and he'd go round and round, and he'd fly off. Second one up good is good for Baker. That's his seventh point. He'll have another one to come. Third free throw is good. 26-14, Albie matches his largest lead at a dozen. Here comes the Indians. Albie brings a full court pressure. And here's a foul from behind. Eugen tried to reach in. Got a lot of ball, but the angle alone will oftentimes get you that call. Baker, Eugen, Luce, Wynn, Kellogg on the court for the Blue Demons. Collins with the inbounds pass from the Indians. Albia with the 12-point lead here. Here's a dribble drive. A little shot up off the glass. Good. Colin Morris. He's got 12 points. He leads all scorers. Tanner went with it. Goes to the right side. Looks for Ugin to Baker. Baker manned up. Gets some separation. Kicks it off to Kellogg. He'll put the jump shot up. Off the iron. No good. Austin Luce goes up for the rebound. But they're going to get him with the foul. Austin got the separation. He needed to get the rebound. They're going to say he used his offhand to get some separation. And that creates a foul. The Indians get the ball back. And that will be the second foul on Austin Luce. And that'll bring his teammate Luke Sarver off the bench. Luke will give Austin a breather. Lampy with it. Right side, Morris. Morris, crossover. Here's a pass inside, Evans. Evans will be fouled by Kellogg. Tanner with the Luxor push. And that will be team foul number 7. 4:06 to go, 26-16 Albia with a 10-point lead. But Bryn Evans will be at the free throw line. The 1-1. First one up, it's good. He'll get the second one. Evans, second shot, no good. Luke Sarver with the rebound. Gets it off to Baker. Albia will push. Ahead to Ugin. To Baker. Left side it goes Tanner Wynn. Wynn goes inside to Kellogg. Kellogg. Backside, Luke Sarver. Up, good! Good backdoor cut by Luke Sarver. And his teammate, Tanner Kellogg, who leads the conference in scoring, comes up with an assist right there to give Albia an 11-point lead. 28-17. Here's a pass on the inside. Turn around up off the glass. High arcer off the glass. Evans with the basket for the Indians. He did that through two defenders. Awkward looking shot, but got the fall. 9-point Albia lead. 3:20 to go here first half. Kellogg with it. Gets it out to Tanner Wing. He'll go cross court. Sarver goes up and brings it in. Luke. Trying to go baseline, cut off. The Baker in the lane. Splits the defender, a little floater up. No good. Rebound loose. And the Indians come up with it. Here's a pass ahead. Lampy puts the shot up. And he's going to be fouled by Sarver. Luke did a good job of cutting the baseline off. But Lampy, recognizing his predicament, leaned back. And Sarver was moving, got the foul. Lampy will have two free throws to come after the timeout. This call by the Indians with the timeout. Albia will find itself with a 9-point lead when we come back with the final 2:59 of this first half. 28-19, Albia out in front. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Give a big shout out to all those down at Benton Place Apartments listening in tonight. Miss going down and seeing all those great people that live down there. That's its own little community, Benton Place Apartments. You have a loved one that looking for an outstanding place to live, not just in the amenities, but with the environment and the community that's built down there. You got to give Doyle Mick a call. Here's a free throw up. No good. Rebound by Kellogg. Make that a dozen rebounds for Kellogg. Albia with the basketball. 9-point lead for the Blue Demons. Baker with it. Momentarily loses it. Here's a kick out. Baker setting things back up. Ugin right down the heart of the lane. And Zach tried to turn the corner. Looked like he got a little body, but no call. The ball goes out of bounds. Zach turned that corner going down the lane. A little rub against one of the Indians. And he did that, lost his balance, and the ball went out of bounds. No call, and the Indians with the basketball. Morris, three on the way. Off the iron, no good. Rebound comes away by Matt Baker. Baker pushing it ahead for the Blue Demons. Corner it goes. Sarver. Sarver down the lane. Tries to kick it back out. We're going to have a kick by the Indians. Luke. I don't think he recognized he was going to be open for that shot. So quick. Just a little bit of space to work on that baseline. And Luke took that ball right down the right side baseline. Defenders got behind him, and he was opener for the shot if he wanted to take it. Here's the inbounds pass to Baker. Three on the way. No good. Rebound by Ugin. Up strong. Zach follows. Good! Zach on the rebound. Took it to the other side of the basket. Gets it up and good. 30-19, Albia with the lead. 1:57 to go here, first half. Lampy with it, right side. Indians with the basketball, and Albia with this man defense. Here's a long three on the way. Up, no good. Rebound backside. Controlled by Mason Cox. Here's Baker, coast to coast. Wild shot, put up, no good. Indians with it. Cox, Kellogg, Luke Sarver, Zach Ugin, and Tanner Kellogg on the floor. Here's a dribble drive by Dylan Devaney. Got a defender on his hip. Picks up the foul, and that will be free throws here. Team foul number 9. Two shots for Devaney. First one up, no good. Tanner Kellogg will check back in. 1:28 to go here, first half. Devaney at the free throw line. Albia with an 11-point lead. Devaney's second one is good. Inbounds comes to Baker. Albia will move it ahead with 1:22 to go here in the first half. Zach Ugin, crossover by the defender, splits the other one, up and good. Zach so quick with that first step. Got the defender off balance, crossed it over, and went right by the next defender, up and good. 12-point Blue Demon lead. Here's a long three by Morris. Good. Wow. He's got ice in his veins, folks. He elevated up over two Albia defenders, drained the three. Did they give him three or give him two? 3-point basket, 23-32, a 9-point lead by Albia. It's a ball that gets away, tipped out of bounds. Albia get the ball back. 46 seconds here remaining in this first half. Here comes the inbounds, and this one's tipped away. Another possession to come here for the Blue Demons. Kellogg will inbounds. Tanner looking to inbounds. Gets it in. Luke Sarver under the basket. Oh, just missed. Good entry pass by Kellogg, and Luke couldn't get the drop. Here's a pass in the inside. Kick back out. Long, long three by the Indians. No good. Kellogg with the rebound to Baker. 29 seconds to go, first half. Kellogg, or check that, Tanner went with it. Outside it goes to Baker. He'll set things back up. Looks like Albie's going to settle for the final shot of this first half. 9-point Blue Demon lead. We close in on the final 10 seconds. Matt Baker will have the ball. Baker, crossover, in the lane, puts it up, good. 5 seconds to go, fourth, and a quarter court shot up and no good. That will be the final shot of this first half. One half in the books. Albia will take an 11-point lead into the halftime break. 34-23, your halftime score. We're going to take a timeout. Jack and Johnny Flattery run and do those numbers, and he'll get us our halftime stats. We'll see if we can catch up with Coach Achenbach as well. When we come back to Blue Demon basketball, don't go anywhere.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting two indoor 3D leagues. The first league starts on Monday, January 21st, and the second league starts on March 4th. The cost for each 3D league shoot is $60. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this indoor 3D league. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D league is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
The Alvia Blue Demons and Lady D's know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to sports, but to personal finances as well. Hi, this is Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. You work hard for your money, and you deserve to have your portfolio work just as hard as you do. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 932-7762 or stop by my office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a free portfolio review. I can help you work hard towards your financial goals. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
At Hammer Medical Supply, we understand the importance of providing top-quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. No matter what your respiratory needs, home or portable oxygen, CPAP equipment and supplies, or a nebulizer machine, you can be confident about the care you receive from our experienced staff, allowing you to breathe easy with respiratory equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Stock up on savings at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton and Albia, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Chef Boyardee Cheese Pizza Maker Kits are $2.99. Sure Fine Ketchup 20-ounce bottles, $1.79. Campbell's Chunky Soups, two for $4. And Sure Fresh Tortillas White or Wheat, $1.49. Stock up on savings with Jim and Charlie's, open 7 days a week.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Halftime here at Albia High School, 34-23, your halftime score. Albia out in front, and Big D standing next to me. Dan, that was a really good opener for the Blue Demons those first few minutes, and that really gave Albia some confidence going into the game. But I thought that the Blue Demons overall had done a good job of moving the basketball around, and then the dribble drive has been really a difference maker for us.
Really seeing a lot of concerted effort tonight to drive and then kick that open man. And, you know, the first three scores came from three different players, and so that's what you like to start off. You just can't focus on one player if you're the other team, and really saw that consistently all through the half where they're driving in and then they're hit that open man. It makes the look so much easier when you can penetrate hard like a lot of these guys do.
Tanner Callagh, 11 points in the first half, and an outstanding half for him, but I really liked the way that Tanner Callagh, or Tanner Wynn, was able to move with the basketball and was unselfish like he always is, but his dribble drive really allowed him to get some separation, get some easy baskets.
He really got a quick step. Him and Zach Hugan both had a number of opportunities where they drove in and converted those into layups. And, you know, when they get in and they finish up right around the rim there, and it just a half step on a man's all they need, and they're right past him and into that hoop. And Tanner, again, we've talked about it before, when if the guys converge on him, he'll kick it out to the open man. He's going to look for that to get that easy bucket, but, boy, if it's there, he's taking it right up to the rack.
You know, I just think that games like we saw Tuesday night really can help your confidence. Yeah. If that game goes the other direction and you end up on the short side, you know, who knows where your confidence goes. But a big win like that down Davis County really helps give you a little extra heartbeat going into the next contest.
It really did, you know, because setting that game up, you know, we went up to Grinnell on Saturday in a third-ranked 3A school in the state, and they beat us without a whole lot of you know, surprise there. The night before was a tough game. You know, go to Sheraton. That's the one you really didn't want to lose, is that conference match. So you've got those two losses there, one being conference. You don't want to come another conference loss, and it's tough to win in Davis County. You know, no matter who's up, who's down, that's a tough place to win. What will be really unique is Tuesday we come right back 7 days later and they play again here in Alvia. So, that'll be quite a game from the first hit.
I can't wait to see that rematch again. And the Lady D's, they had a really good match the week before, and then they just got themselves buried early in that first game. 14-0 run by Clark. Really couldn't recover from that.
You know, it's just a very solid Clark team, and we've seen that the last couple of years. They've got a really good group of girls coming through here, a couple, three seniors and some juniors in there, and it's just a nice mix, and they play really well, Clark does. And our girls, just got in a hole, and it's hard to get out of. And, you know, especially after early this week against Davis County, they had the lead coming down the stretch, and Davis County just clawed their way back in and went to overtime, and the girls came just a little short. And those hurt. You know, the girls had a couple overtime losses this year. And, you know, the one overtime loss, they got went on the other one. It's just you want those. Again, those conference games, you know, you don't want to drop those. You want to come out on top, and they've come so close. And I gotta say, they're working really hard, and you can just see them all getting better, but just haven't been able to put it together. And Clark's a tough one to try to do that on. But you know, again, same thing going into Tuesday. They've got Davis County again here. They want to atone for a little something there, not have another loss like to them in two times in a week. So.
Not a too bad of a performance out of Lady D's. The boys are playing well here in this second game, 34-23. The halftime score. Standing next to Dan Stocker talking about basketball here at Albia High School. Nice big crowd. Dan, I love the student section. Really get into the basketball.
They're always very creative, and they get into it. They always have a little theme. It looks like tonight's white out. All the kids down there with all their white shirts, white pants, white shorts, whatever they've got. And they really do get into it, and that's what it's about. It's not just the five that are on the floor. It's just the whole student body. You know, the community comes out always supporting them well, wants to see a good game. You know, that's what you really like about this school and this community. You know, and I'm going to shift gears on you. The other part that goes along with that, and we were just talking off air, you know, it goes into their other winter programs as well, you know, with wrestling. And what an outstanding job the wrestling squad's doing this year. Have a big tournament this week, and I believe it's in Fairfield you told me you're going to. And so getting themselves ready for a playoff run and state tournament, you know, try to get some individuals there and see what we can do.
And we have it here. You know, this is a real opportunity for us to really come out and support these kids. You know, it's great to sit home and listen to it on the radio, but bring your headset with you. Or come up and sit next to me. You hear it all live. But really, I think it would be really important to get a nice big turnout here. We got kids that really have a chance not just to win sectionals or districts and qualify for state, but win state. Right. I mean, it's been a long time where we could say we have a legitimate seven guys that have a chance to get to state, and then three or four of them have a chance, really, in my opinion, to make it high up on that podium.
I was going to say, not only get to the podium, which would be just a rare occasion, a rare feat, but then to get high up on there. And I remember you talk about the tournament experience and how that goes. I remember last year Prairie City Monroe up there for the sub-state round to get those kids there. I mean, what an electric environment that was. The smaller gym than ours, so it was packed, you know, and so just from all the different schools that are represented. But very exciting for the young men from Albia that all made it up to state and those that even came close. Just it's a lot of fun. And you know me, I'm a basketball guy, you know, been that all my whole life, but there is something about wrestling watching. It's a lot of fun. You can really appreciate the effort, the determination, and the commitment these young men have.
Well, there's one thing about you, Dan Stocker. When you walk into a wrestling environment, you don't have to worry about getting a good seat. You're so high above everybody else. Everything's a great seat for you when you get in those gyms.
That's true, and I would just wish you wouldn't keep climbing on my shoulders trying to get a better view. But, you know, you do what you do.
Hey, real quick, I've got to ask about the freshman team who's had an outstanding season. How'd they do tonight? Because I know that you get to watch your son play.
Yeah, thank you, Jason. Yeah, they, a very good game, a solid performance. Won by about 53 tonight.
They've got to pick it up a little bit.
Yeah, I know. They're slipping. No, it's a good group of boys. And unfortunately, to be quite honest, some of the teams in our conference just are a little weaker. They just don't have a whole lot of the program going for them or something. You know, and unfortunately, Clark freshmen have just been historically a poor team. Tuesday we played Davis County. We're going to begin. They've just got a very solid group of kids, and that's not. I'm not trying to be degrade them or anything, but you know, it's not that our boys are just phenomenal, but it's just so you know, it's your opponent you're playing. But the good thing for the Albia kids is they push themselves to get better, and so you like that. You know, they're not playing scoreboard, and that's a coach statementism. But we're trying to play to get better, and so you got to appreciate that.
Well, Dan, real quick before I let you go, what's keys to the second half as the teams come back out to take the first possession?
Well, I think what we're looking for the Blue Demons is, you know, you want to see continued effort of that penetrating and either take the layup or kick it out. And it's about getting themselves ready for this next round. You know, right now we're still got a chance to play for second place in the conference, which is something to shoot for. But you really want to do something when it comes playoff time, and hopefully that's what they're working for, is getting to make some noise when it gets into the sectionals and districts.
Absolutely. Big D, I'll let you go sit by your beautiful wife. And
Thank you,
appreciate
Jason.
Coming up and joining me here at halftime as the Blue Demons get the first possession of this second half. And turnover on or the Indians get the first possession in the second half. Turnover on the Indians. Albie will get the ball back here. 34-23 as we open up the second half of action. Tanner Kellogg down the heart of the lane. Kicks it off. Austin Lewis up off the glass. No good. Rebound goes to Wynn. Wynn, shot up. Off the iron. This one won't fall either. And there is Tanner Wynn hustling all over the court. Nearly got the rebound. The ball was going out of bounds. He gave it a chase. Couldn't come up with it. Jack and Johnny Flattery's got the stats from the first half. Wrapped up here. And I'll look at them real quick. First half scoring for the Indians. Colin Morris leading all scores at 15 points. Bryn Evans with the 3 points. Dylan Devaney, three-point basket. And Jared Jamison round up the scoring with 2 points for the Indians. Here's a shot in there by Jamison. That's good. 2 points for Jamison. Tanner Kellogg with 11. Matt Baker with 10. Tanner Wynn with 4. Zach Hugan, 6. And Luke Sarver with the basket. Mason Cox with a free throw to round out the scoring for the first half for the Blue Demons. Here's Matt Baker right down the heart of the lane. Up and good. 36-25, minute gone by here in the second half. Here's a dribble drive, shot blocked by Tanner Wynn. Lampy put the shot up, Tanner went up, blocked it, but they're going to have him on the arm. I don't know, that looked like an awful lot of ball to me, but I'm not wearing the stripes or my glasses. Lampy leaves the first free throw short. Yes, Dr. Adler did take care of my vision impairment. Prescribed me with some really good working glasses, and I left them on the counter. Second one, no good. Lampy misses. Luce comes with the rebound, kicks it out to Baker. Baker, crossover, finds Tanner Wynn. Left side, Tanner trying to find a pass inside to Kellogg, and he gets it inside, but Lampy steps in and swats it away. Ball out of bounds. Kellogg will inbounds for the Blue Demons. 6:26 to go here in the third period. Albia with the 11-point lead, 36-25. Kellogg inbounds to Baker. Tanner double, or Kellogg gets off to Eugen. Eugen goes down low. Ball tipped and out of bounds. Last touch by the Albia Blue Demons. Didn't see that either. Literally didn't see that. 36-25, 6:13 to go. Albia with the 11-point lead here in the third quarter. Here's a dribble drive. Lampy puts it up off the glass and good. Lampy found some extra energy to open the second half up. He's attacking the rim. Gets the basket to drop. Free throw to come. The bonus shot. And it's good. 3-point play for Lampy. Foul was on Austin Luce. That was his third foul. Luke Sarver will check in. 8-point Albia lead. Here's a jump shot by Baker. Crossover jump shot, no good. Rebound cleared away by Devaney. He'll get it out to Morris. Morris leading all scores with 15. Basketball going inside. Brynn kicks it out. Lampy. Lampy dribbles in, covered up by Sarver. Here's a kick out, jump shot. Good! Long 3-point basket by Jamison. He's got 5 second half points. 7 points total, and the lead down just to 5 here for the Blue Demons. Tanner Wynn dribbles in the lane. Nobody guarding him. Kicks it out. Baker, left side to Wynn. Head fake. Dribbles down the lane. Kicks it to the corner. Luke Sarver, jump shot on the way. No good. Rebound by Kellogg, and he'll be fouled by Morris. Tanner did a good job of getting position on the block. Chased down the rebound, and Morris had to go over the back of him to, and that'll be Morris's first foul. Kellogg will inbounds. Finds Sarver. Nearly loses it. And Eugen saves it and goes off of, wow, that was a crazy event. Sarver lost the basketball. Eugen picked it up. He lost the basketball, and as it was going out of bounds, Eugen threw it back in off the, legs of McCann. Albie get the ball back. Baker with the basketball. Albie with a 5-point lead here to win. Open for three. Doesn't pull the trigger. Now tried to find a Kellogg and threw it away. Here's a foul as the Indians push it ahead. Robbins gets fouled attacking the basket. They're going to have it on the ground. So that will not be shooting foul. That's the second foul on Sarver. Luke Sarver in the contest. Here comes the Indians. A jump shot from the free throw line. Good. So the Indians within one possession. 33-36. Albion had a 12-point halftime lead, and the Indians have went on a 9-0 run. A timeout call by Albia, and we'll take a timeout as well. 36-33 when we come back. 4:45 to go in the third quarter. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People's State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People's State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People's State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People's State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
After the timeout, the Indians with a basket, and it's a one-point ball game. 4:20 to go, 36-35. Albia holding on here over the Indians. Contest that you can hear on 106.9. South Central Conference basketball. I'll get that score after this three-point shot by Kellogg goes astray. The ball hits the guideline, or guide wire, that brings the baskets up and down. And when it does that, it's a dead ball. The ball goes back to the Indians. Sheraton down in Davis County tonight. The Chargers with a 37-22 point lead. It's another contest you can pick up on 106.9. It was down in Davis County earlier this week on Tuesday night. Enjoyed the broadcast down there. Here's the miss by the Indians, steal by Albia. Ahead goes Kellogg in transition. Kellogg up under the basket, shot no good, rebound loose. Matt Baker comes up with it, puts a shot up, and we're going to have a foul here. Let's see who they give it to. They're going to call it on the floor. Devaney with the push away from the shot. So Albion will inbounds. Yeah, enjoy going down to Davis County. Had two outstanding games. Dave Schooley, the voice of the Mustangs. Joined me the halftime break of the girls' game. Then invited me over to visit with him on the air during the boys' game. So it was a lot of fun down there. Great environment as always. As every night, South Central Conference basketball is a provides a great environment for our kids. Here's the inbounds pass. Baker with the basketball. Matt, crossover, goes baseline. Beats his defender, puts a floater up. Good. Baker got his opponent on the hip. Took it to the baseline, put it up and good. I'll be back with a three-point lead here. 38-35. Baker with 14 points as we go into 3.5 to go in the third period. Here's an entry pass in the lane. Nearly stolen away. Morris with a head fake. Guarded by Wynn. Good defense there by Tanner Wynn. Lampy with it. Goes to the left side. Blue Demons man defense. Here's a steal by Kellogg. Breakout. In transition. Tanner takes it to the rack. Up and good. That's Tanner's 13th point. Albion now with a five-point lead. 5-0 run by the Blue Demons. Here's a three-point basket up. No good. Kellogg rebounds it. Off to Baker. Albion push once again. Crossover. Baker up off the glass. Good! 7-0 run for the Blue Demons. And we're going to have a full timeout called by the Indians. The Indians had raced back 9 straight against Albion. Albion follows up with a 7-0 run of its own. And they have a 7-point lead here. 42-35. 2:34 to go. Third quarter. We'll take a timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new Old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Sennett Pierce-Bocker Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pierce-Bocker Funeral Homes.
.42-35, Blue Demons out in front here, 2:34 to go in the third quarter. Give a shout-out to all my Insanity Workout buddies for joining me in the morning. Don't forget the morning workout, 6:30, River Life Church. Better be there. Counting on you guys. Here's a shot in the lane, up no good by the Indians. It'll be free throws, though, as the foul comes. Luke Sarver stepped over to help out and picks up the foul. That's Luke's third foul, and that sends Jamison to the line. Jamison's first shot is good. Jamison's second one, it's good. Jared Jamison with 11 points. Albie with a 5-point lead, 2:20 to go here in the third quarter. Near steal, Eugen with it. Gets a pick, puts a shot up, no good. Rebound kept in by Tanner Catalog. That ball was tipped from Tanner's waist. Ball was carrying him away from the basket. Tanner really couldn't get his body over there to get to it. He just tipped it up, and that one falls down. Here's a crossover. Morris in the lane, puts a shot up, no good. Rebound cleared away by Mason Cox. Cox ahead, Baker. Squares open for a 3-point shot, travel. Matt had gotten open on the wing, tried the crossover, stepped it a little bit, and that's where the traveling came. He drained the 3-point basket, but it is waved off. Here comes the Indians. Albie holding on to a 7-point lead here. Morris with it, goes inside. Evens with the jump shot, rebound. Controlled by Cox. Mason got into some traffic, and the ball tipped away. The Indians will come up with it. Here's a kick out. Lampy with it. Man defense applied by the Blue Demons. Here's a pass down low. Nice entry pass from Lampy. He finds the cutting Jamison. He'll put it up and good. Eugen, right down the heart of the lane, did not have anyone step over to stop him. Couldn't get the basket to fall. The ball is loose. Touched and last touched by the Indians. Zach got the separation the lane he wanted. Couldn't get the basket to drop, but the inbounds will come to the Blue Demons after the tip away by the Indians. Baker with it. Trying to get some separation. Gets a pick. Kicks it out to Cox. Cox open for three. Shot on the way. Oh, nearly got that one to fall. And there's a foul. An intentional foul. Wait, no, did they get really? Okay. I thought he gave him the intentional foul. He was grabbing the arm. The hold. I mean, it was a hard foul, but I thought he'd give the indication it was intentional. It is not. Just a foul. Sarver with it, and he travels. 44-39. Albie with a 5-point lead. 49 seconds to go here, third quarter. Here comes the Indians. Navini sets it up. He's trying to get some separation, discover the defense. Albie stays in the man defense. Navini just waiting for Eugen to come out. I think they're looking for the last shot of this third quarter. 27 seconds to go. Here's a kick to Lampy. Out front, Morris. Open for three. Shot on the way. Off the iron. No good. Mason Cox gobbles up the rebound. He'll hand it off to Baker. Final 15 seconds of this third quarter. Albany with a five-point lead. 10 seconds. Baker. Crossover dribble. Head fake. Nothing there. To Eugen. Far right side. Back to Baker. Baker. Between two defenders. Put the shot. Follow! No! Baker put the shot up. Kellogg got the rebound. Couldn't get the follow to fall. And that will go for naught. But a nice little run there by the Blue Demons. But the Indians have rallied back in this third period. When we go to the fourth and final period, Albany will have a five-point lead, 44-39, when we come back to Blue Demon basketball.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Three quarters in the book. The fourth and final quarter about to begin right here. 44-39, Albany with a five-point lead. Blue Demons have had as much as a dozen-point lead. Led most of the second and third quarter with a 12-point lead. But Indians rallied back, got it down to as few as one. But here's a nice little move in the lane by Tanner Kellogg. Up and good. 17 points for Kellogg. Albion, they gave the points the wrong side, I think. Yes, they did. 46-30, let's see here. Here's a shot by the Indians, good. Basket falls, the foul, and this is a three-point opportunity here for the Indians. 46-39, we'll wait for them to put the other two up for the Indians. Now they get the scoreboard figured out. 46-41. Free throws to come here. Devaney's free throw, no good, rebound by Kellogg. Five-point Albion lead. Eugen with it. Crossover, gets some separation, but hands it off to Baker. Baker down the lane, kicks it out to Kellogg. Back to Baker, man defense applied by the Indians. Right side, Tanner Wynn. Tanner gets a pick, dribbles down the lane, puts it up off the glass, good! Tanner's first step has really gave him separation from his defender. And after he gets by that defender, he's had nice open lanes to the basket. Here's a pass on the inside. Turnaround jumper. Good. Wow. Bryn Evans. Second turnaround like that. It's been good. So the Indians answer Albion's basket. The lead still 5. 48-43. 6:40 to go here. In the ballgame. Wynn down the lane. Puts a shot up on the glass. Good! Tanner Kellogg takes it. Or Tanner Wynn takes it to the rack. Good. Tanner with back-to-back baskets. Got his defender to go by him. Spun around. Went right down the lane. Split the other two defenders waiting for him. And gets the basket to fall. He's got a free throw to come. 8 points. Tanner Wynn. Free throw on the way. Good. I've been calling for that all year long for Tanner to be a little less selfish. He's such a team player that oftentimes he passes up his own opportunities. Tonight, he's taking those shots, and he's getting them to fall. Here's a foul on Austin Luce. That's number 4. Austin's motor is always moving so fast and so high. He didn't like that. He's a little upset with himself. Goes over there to the bench. But his motor's always moving so high that sometimes gets him in a little trouble. Foul trouble, that is. Here's a crossover, a little shot up, and good. Wow, nice move there by Jared Jamison. Jamison having a big second half here. He's got 15 points. Here's Wynn. Brings it in, puts it up. Good! Tanner Wynn! He's rattled off 9 straight points. He's got 11 points here. Here's a near steal by Wynn. Controlled by, and they were able to travel. Boy, Tanner Kellogg's having Tanner Wynn's having quite the 2-minute stretch here. That's seven straight points for a Tanner Wynn. I'm going to keep calling him Tanner Kellogg. The Tanners are having a night. Here's a dribble drive. Kellogg this time. Open three. Shot good. 20 points for Tanner Kellogg. 11 points for Tanner Wynn. And Albia with 11-point lead. Here's a pass inside. Turn around. Up. Good. Evans with that quick turnaround shot. Elevates so quickly. He's got 9 points and lead back down to just 9 for Albia. Here's a dribble drive, and Baker went up high. Foul on Lampe. And that'll be his second foul. Team foul number 6. Matt was in the act of shooting, so he's got 2 free throws to come. Baker with 16 points. A shot to come here. First one good. 57-47. 10-point Albia lead here. 5:29 to go. Matt Baker at the line with another free throw to come. Second one on the way. It's good. 11-point Albia lead. 18 points for Baker. 20 for Tanner Kellogg. 11 for Tanner Wynn. Here comes the Indians. Trailing by 11. Lampe with the long three. No good. Hard rebound. Kellogg with the board. Ahead to Baker. Baker dribbles in. Kicks it to the corner. And Mason Cox was waiting for the delivery. But a foul on the floor. Baker done a good job drawing all the attention to him. Cox set up for that three-point shot. And we've got a timeout. 30-second timeout called by the Indians. We'll take a quick timeout as well. 58-47 now. Albia with the 11-point lead. 5:05 to go here in the ballgame. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball.
BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
And John Flattery yodeling sessions. Immediately following the basketball game, Baker at the line after the foul. He has the 1-1. He makes both. 20 points for Baker, 20 points for Kellogg. Leading scorers for both teams. Here's the Indians, trailing by 13. Here's a near steal. Goes out front. Jamison with it for the Indians. Albia in that tight man defense. Jamison down the lane, puts a floater up. No good. Foul on the floor. I believe that one's going to go on Mason Cox. That'll be the 7th foul on Albia. So bonus shots to come from here on out for both teams. 2 shots here. Yeah, foul was on Matt Baker. That's his 2nd. First one by Jamison, good. Jamison with 16 points. He's had a huge second half. Morris, who was huge in that first half, has been shut down here and held scoreless in the 2nd. 2nd one, good. 17 points now for Jamison. 60-49, Albia with 11-point lead. Baker dribbles in, kicks it out to Eugen. Back to Baker. Right side, Tanner Wynn. Tanner trying to look inside. Goes up top. Kellogg up off the glass. Couldn't get the fall. Good look there by Wynn to find Kellogg on the block. Tanner Wynn with the entry pass. Kellogg a little quick on the shot. Here's a steal. Wynn with the steal in transition. Takes it in. Steps it up. Oh, he makes the basket but on the travel. Tanner had stolen that ball, the 3-point line, took it the other direction, ran in some traffic with his own teammate, and tried to split his teammate, another defender. When he did so, he took an extra step. Indians with the basketball. 5 second call. Albie's been playing really tight man defense. Baker picks up the Jameson and held on tight to him. And got the 5 second call. Mason Cox inside. It goes to Kellogg. Nice dribble drive by Mason. Found Kellogg on the block. Got the ball to him, and that'll send Tanner Kellogg to the free throw line. He's got two shots to come. Foul on Lampe, his third. 3:48 to go here in the ballgame. Albie with an 11-point lead. Kellogg takes his time. Shoots it up, and good. 21 points. 12-point Albie lead. Second one to come. The senior Kellogg at the line. Takes his time, relaxes, puts it up. It's good. 13-point Albie lead here. 3:45 to go. Here comes the Indians across the half-court line. Baker picks up Jameson. Man defense. Albie in your shirt defense all night long. Here's an open three. Morris, good. That's his first basket of the second half. Got a good pick. Took advantage of it. Drains the three-pointer. The Indians won't go away. Win, spin the lane, and a blocking foul on the floor. Tanner really assertive tonight. Like the way he's playing. Lots of confidence. Recognizing he's got a height advantage against his defender. He dribbled in. Got Lampe on his hip. Spun one way and then went the other. Lampe commits the foul. Here comes a one-on-one. Wins first free throw. Good. He's shot a few of those in his day. Tanner, a kid dedicated to basketball, making his game better. He's paid the price in the offseason and gets the benefit of that hard work and two made free throws and 13 points. And a 13-point Albie lead. 3:20 to go here. 64-51 Albie with the lead. Indians coming back here. Jameson to the right side. Morris. Morris puts the shot up. This one no good. Rebound by Baker. Baker will push it up. Baker dribbling in, and he'll be fouled on his way to the basket. This will be team foul number 10. And for the final 3 minutes, Albie will be shooting two. Matt Baker at the free throw line. He's got 20 points. Take his time. He'll put the first one up. It's good. Good free throw shooting here down the stretch for the Blue Demons. That's six straight free throws made by Albion. Baker with the second one to come. Takes his time. Puts it up. And good. 22 points for Baker. 22 points for Kellogg. 66-51. 11-point Albion lead here. 15-point Albion lead. I'm doing John Flattery math right now. Here's a pass in the lane. Shot up and good. Nice pass on the inside. Devaney makes the Blue Demons pay. Baker now at the basketball. Trying to set up Albie's offense. Man defense applied by the Indians. Eugen out front. Right side it goes Cox. Head fake. Gets the defender to commit. Kicks it out to Baker. Baker right down the heart of the lane, and he'll be tripped up on his way to the basket. Matt a little slow getting up here. A little late was the defender getting there. Matt takes a hard spill. Wait for the foul. I believe that is on Jameson. That's five on Jameson. He had an enormous half. He'll get a nice round of applause from his fans. Baker will get a round of applause from the audience as well as he gets up off the floor. Matt's first free throw, good. What a big half that Jameson had for the Indians. He single-handedly brought this Indian team's back to within 1 point. But Albie has been on a run here. 15 second-half points for Jameson. Second one up and good for Baker. That is eight straight free throws for Albie. 24 points for Baker. Here's a pass on the inside. Turn around, up, no good. Rebound controlled. Austin loose. Ahead, Wynn. Wynn gets his defender commit, dribbles in, still goes. Kicks it out to Baker. Matt pulls up, jump shot up. Good. 17-point lead. Albion with the largest lead of the ball game. Under 2 minutes to go here. The Blue Demons look to be in cruise control. Here's a long three. No good. Rebound loose. Zach Eugen comes up with it. Zach ahead to Baker. Far right side. Matt. Lob. Backside. And no good. Tanner Kellogg got the lob from Baker. The push came from behind. Kellogg couldn't get it to fall, but that'll send his teammate Tanner Kellogg to the line to shoot two. 1:48 to go. A foul. It's on Devaney. That's his fourth foul. And Tanner Kellogg at the line. Shoot two. Kellogg's first one on the way. Nine straight free throws. 11 straight points for the Blue Demons unanswered. Nine of them coming at the free throw line. Nine consecutive free throws. Kellogg takes his time. Second one is going to be waved off. A line violation. And that will be called off. That would have been 10 straight. 18-point Albion lead, 1:45 to go. Indians with the basketball. Gravert checks in. Guarding Lampe. Lampe, left-handed layup down the left side of the lane. Good. He's got 5 points. 1:29 to go. Gravert goes right side. Tanner Wynn. He'll get a pick. Tanner pulls it out. Kicks it out to Eugen. To Gravert. Looking inside. Gabe takes his time. Crossover goes to the right side to Tanner Wynn. Abby looking to milk some clock here. Kellogg. Or check that. Austin Luce with the basketball on the assist from Zach Eugen. And that'll be Austin's first basket of the night. And we're going to have a foul. Not sure who they gave that to. Tanner Wynn gets a foul. And Albia will has sent Clark in the bonus as well. So a one-on-one opportunity here for Morris. 73-55. Albia with the lead. Morris at the free throw line for the Indians. His first shot is good. He has 18 points. Only three here in the second half, though. Here comes some fresh bodies in for Albion. Aaron Ambrose will check in. Vic Sanders, Luke Sarver, Mason Cox will check in for the Blue Demons. Great night for Zach Eugen, Tanner Wynn. They'll get their curtain call. Tanner Kellogg, 23 points on the night. Morris with the free throw makes them both. Points for Matt Baker, 24 for Kellogg to finish the night. Here's Sanders with it. Out front it goes. Cox splits the defenders to Ambrose. Gravert dribbles in. Good ball movement by the Blue Demons. Luke Sarver. Gravert under 45 to go. Here's a long three by Cox. Up, no good, just missed. Rebound, Karam's out of bounds, and the ball will go back to the Indians. 16-point Albion lead. We have a timeout. All right, nope, they're going to bring five new bodies in for the Indians. Good move by both coaches. Get some minutes here for some of these younger players, guys that work really hard. Both clubs. You know, you get to call the guys that get lots of minutes names a lot. But I can assure you, if you don't have really solid guys that can help build your program by helping be great practice teammates and add depth, and this is their chance to get their moments. Here comes Aaron Ambrose. Aaron out to Gravert. Gravert smartly holds the basketball. They're going to kill some clock here. Cox with it. Back to Gabe. Gabe to the right side, Aaron Ambrose. Ambrose splits the defenders, kicks it back out to Cox. Final 8 seconds. Albion's going to get the South Central Conference win here. Mason takes the time, dribbles it up a little bit, and going to kill the final seconds off the clock. And you heard it right there. That is the sound of the buzzer. And the final score tonight in the second game, 73-57. The Blue Demons get the win in convincing style. Big night out of Tanner Kellogg, 24 points for Kellogg, 26 for Matt Baker. Tanner win with his biggest performance maybe of his high school career. Kind of a performance I think you can get out of Tanner Wynn every night, and a big night for him. Unselfish basketball player. Tonight he took it a little step forward, in my opinion, and took advantage of some of those easy looks that he may have been passing up on to get his teammates the shots, and a big night for him. 14 points for Tanner Wynn to finish out the scoring. 73-57, your final score. We'll come back here, wrap things up. You've been listening to Blue Demon Basketball.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Built tough with more power and torque, Case skid steer loaders from Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa boost productivity and increase operator comfort. The cabs feature increased headroom and lap bar width, along with improved visibility, ergonomically positioned controls, industry-first side lighting, and improved reliability and serviceability help you get more work done every day. Case and Titan Machinery have flexible finance plans and the parts and service support to back up that equipment. See them on the web at TitanMachinery.com. Then find the skid steer model that is right for you. From Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at DeweyMotor.com.
Are you still searching for the hometown store with hometown values that will still be around next year? Mick Furniture in Albia has been in business for over 50 years and is a family-owned and operated hometown store. Mick Furniture is your local Whirlpool dealer. Mick Furniture has the new Whirlpool French door refrigerator, Gabriel top-load washers and dryers, dishwashers and microwaves with many options to choose from. So when you need to replace any of your appliances, check out the selection of Whirlpool appliances at Mick Furniture on the west side of the Albia Square.
As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. At Homestead, we have created an environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life. Our warm and caring staff provides assistance and comfort while helping with activities of daily living. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. At Homestead, we provide for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life.
Hi, I'm Lana Sohn, Executive Director of the Homestead of Albia. At the Homestead of Albia, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be there when needed most. I invite you to explore all of the benefits associated with assisted living. To schedule an appointment, please call me at 641-932-2102 or visit our website at www.homesteadofalbia.com for more information.
The service team at Barker Implement wants to work on any piece of equipment you need tuned up or fixed up.
While green is the color of choice around here for John Deere tractors, lawn and gardening equipment, and Gator XUVs, we realize that other sizes, shapes, and colors need some loving too.
Or maybe they need some John Deere green added for overall appeal. Either way, you can learn more about our service team at ebarkers.com or stop in and ask about our bulk oil promotion too.
Barker Implement, powered by green, driven by values.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
They're clearing out the gym. Buddy Ed Szczynski putting his coat on, getting ready to head out to the cold. He's a fixture here. He's always up here cheering on the Blue Demons and Lady D's. And tonight, not disappointed. Got to witness a tough comeback by the Lady D's that fell short and to a very good Clark team. But in the second one, the Blue Demons get the nightcap and get it in convincing style, 73-57, your final score. Albia really got things going in that first quarter, and they had things clicking on all cylinders. Ended that first quarter with a 10-point lead. Was able to take the halftime break with an 11-point lead. And then the Indians, they had no quit in them. They came back in that third period and got the lead down to just 5. And going into the fourth quarter, was able to get the lead all the way down to 1 point. But then the Blue Demons went on a big run. And Albia finishes the contest with 73 points and a nice wide margin, or 73 points to only 57 for the Indians. And kudos to the Blue Demons. They really made free throws down the stretch, 10 straight free throws. They rattled off 12 straight points, and that ends up being the difference in the ball game as the Blue Demons seal the win here at home. Let's take a look at tonight's leading scores. First, for our friends from Clark, the Indians finished the night with 57 points, 19 of those coming from Colin Morris. Morris had 15 points at halftime. The Blue Demons did a really good job on him in the second half, shut him down. But Jared Jamison came out on fire in that second half. He had only 2 points at halftime, finished the night with 17 points before he fouled out. Brent Evans had 9 points for the Indians. Dylan Devaney with 7, and Mitch Lampe with 5 for the Indians. A big night out of the two stars for the Blue Demons, Tanner Kellogg, Matt Baker. They finished with over 20 points apiece. Kellogg had 23 on the night, Baker 26. But to me, Tanner Wynn was the guy that stole the moment. Tanner Wynn had a huge night. I can't count the assist for him, but really, as always, played unselfish basketball, but took his game forward with the dribble drive and finished the shots that he made. At times I think he passed up on to give his teammates opportunity, but he had a huge night for Albia, 13 points, and he was the third leading scorer for the Blue Demons. Zach Ugin. Zach does so many things so well that that oftentimes he doesn't necessarily show up in the score card, but tonight Zach with 6 points. Austin Luce with the basket. Luke Sarver with the basket. Mason Cox with the free throw, and that winds up Albia scoring 73 points for the Blue Demons in a big win in the second game. Tomorrow morning, we'll be back on the air. We'll have the Coach's Corner. Coach Dave Winger, will hear his comments from tonight's interview. We're also going to catch up with Coach Larry Achenbach and Coach Archer about their games from tonight and set things up as we get into this home stretch, folks. The calendar's turning, and so is the season in both basketball and wrestling. And we are one night and one day away from sectional wrestling, and it'll open up right here, and we'll have that. And, of course, we'll have all your playoff basketball on your sports leader, KIIC. Next week, we'll be back in action on Tuesday night. Davis County comes to town. Dan Stocker will join me, and we'll be back on the air until morning. We'll see you at the corner of 34 and 5. This is Jason Summers saying so long. We'll see you in the morning at the Coach's Corner. I want to thank Scotty Fry back on the board. What a great job out of him each and every Saturday night. Thanks to John Flattery for keeping the stats. And thanks for you for making this a part of your Friday night. Have a great evening.
Make up your mind. I've got to know, should I hang up or